UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was appalled by the attack, saying in a statement that the killing of peacekeepers is a war crime that falls under the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. The UN family in South Sudan on the 10th of April paid tribute to the fallen Indian peacekeepers at a memorial ceremony in the UNMISS compound in the capital city, Bangui. Hilda Johnson is the special representative of the Secretary General for South Sudan.
This mandate and this mission does not end with such an attack. This horrendous act, which we hope is an isolated incident, will not stop us from carrying out our work. We will carry on and persist in our collective resolve to work with and for the people of South Sudan in building their new country. We will not be deterred.
The special representative also underscored the peacekeeping mission's determination to continue its efforts to improve security conditions in South Sudan and protect civilians under imminent threat of physical violence. South Sudan's Deputy Minister for International Cooperation, Elias Nyamlel Wako, condemned what he called the callous, savage, and senseless ambush and thanked UNMISS for its continued support.
The government of South Sudan reaffirms its commitment and dedication to maintain the strong partnership between the UNMISS and South Sudan to ensure peace and security in this country.
Also speaking at the ceremony was UNMISS Force Commander Major General Dalali Saiki. He described the fallen troops and civilians as brave.
These brave men and gallant men who lie before us today have dedicated their lives to the service of peace and stability in this troubled part of the world. But as we see now, they have made the ultimate sacrifice. Instead of celebrating their achievements, we rather gather here to mourn their demise. It is a great loss of countrymen, a loss of husbands, a loss of fathers, brothers and friends, and indeed to some of us, a loss of our beloved sons.
India's ambassador to South Sudan, Parmod Bajaj, joined Hilda Johnson and the deputy minister in expressing his deepest condolences to the families of the fallen Indian troops. He prayed for the speedy recovery of the civilians and Indian soldiers injured in the attack.
We strongly condemn this senseless attack and convey our deepest and heartfelt condolences to the family members, friends, and colleagues of Indian soldiers, to UNMISS, and to the families of South Sudanese nationals.
The United Nations has been increasingly vocal in recent weeks about the need for increased protection of civilians in Jonglei State. The Secretary General has asked the government of South Sudan to bring the perpetrators of this crime to justice. Jerry Adams, United Nations.